LaRoe Show. This is Shelly Watch, and my husband Brad is here with me.
What's going on, everybody?
As my co-host and partner here in our biz.
Yeah.
So, it's been a little while since we did our last episode. Not by on purpose, I guess. I don't know what word I was trying to come up with there.
We want to do this. We're excited to. This is a passion.
We love this. And every single week, we're like, we didn't record again. And it's just because we've been so busy.
I know. And just
which is good.
Just for sake, just so we can put that in perspective, right now, we are recording at midnight.
Yes.
So this is about the only time we get in a day to record is at midnight. So it makes it hard.
Because business is good. And that
business
is
good.
That
is
a good thing.
Absolutely.
We would not take that away. And I'm going to go ahead and add in here, if you hear some weird, like, creepy sounds like a ghost in the attic, that is our son who's supposed to be asleep right now, but his bedroom is above where we record. So
yes, and it's so echoey. Like, you can hear him hidden in the wood floor.
He's up there playing Star Wars and Hot Wheel Cars and Toy Story something. I don't even know. He's going crazy up there.
And yes, that's right. At midnight, he is up playing with all of his toys. This is his time of playing, I guess.
I don't know. We're like, just stay in your room, dude. I guess you'll go to sleep sometime. But anyway, if you hear those noises, that's what it is. So he's having a good old time up there.
Yes.
But we wanted to start out. I'm super excited because it's about to be January. And January is our 2-year anniversary of doing LuLaRoe.
Yes, everybody. 2 years.
Like, oh my gosh.
I can't believe it. Like, when we started, we were so worried if we're going to make it 6 months. You know, like, can we do this?
Like, our goal was to make $500 a month.
Yeah.
We've far exceeded that.
Absolutely.
And leading into that. Oh, so first I'm going to say, with it being our 2-year anniversary of LuLaRoe, make sure you're in our group because we're going to be doing lots of fun giveaways and contests and games and everything to celebrate that coming up. The anniversary officially is actually going to be on my birthday also because that was my birthday present 2 years ago.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm super stoked about this. It's going to be awesome.
Which, by the way, what a great birthday present. It paid off for years to come, you know?
That was a pretty epic present.
2 years later, we're still celebrating that one birthday. It birthed this amazing thing
us.
So that's pretty cool.
It was pretty sweet. So, but leading into that even more, I just want to like recap a little bit of our journey. So 2 years ago, we started LuLaRoe, broke his joke. we had to scrape and scramble and beg and borrow to get the money to start. I was working full-time night shift. My husband worked full-time as an accountant. Okay. So 6 months into that, we made the decision for me to step back a little bit and go part-time at work because we were doing so good that I needed to focus more on this. And at that time, we started homeschooling also. So that was fun. We were kind of busy. So 6 months after that, so at our year anniversary is when I got to resign from nursing.
Yeah.
So this whole last year, I've just been able to do LuLaRoe and homeschool. It's been awesome. And now for our 2-year anniversary.
This is the big news, everybody.
This is the big news that we've been saying we're going to announce forever. Do you want to do the honors, Brad?
I don't know how to even say it. I've resigned. I'm leaving my job to come home and work with you. And my goodness, like, this is insane.
We're so excited.
I am, like, pumped. And, it's so hard because part of me is, like, I don't even know, losing or leaving this other world behind that I've known, you know, and coming into this. I'm just so excited. Usually be really sad to be leaving a job, you know, but I can't help but be, like, just pumped up, you know, and, like, yeah, I'm ready to get this thing going and just
well,
stay
especially
in it.
Because for you, I mean, you've been helping me the whole time. From day one, Brad has been 100% behind me, helping as much as he could. So he essentially, for the past 2 years, has been working 2 full-time jobs. I mean, he gets home from his normal 40-hour, not 9 to 5, but whatever hours you work. It's earlier than I'd. But his job, and it's been straight to pop-up, straight to packing the car, helping with online sales, let's take pictures, let's do that. Yeah. That's been what he's been doing for 2 years. So this is huge that he's now able to just focus on this.
Like, yeah, and the biggest part is I get to do some of the things that I love to do, which, you know, a lot of that's like the busy stuff, you know, like, hey, you gotta pack up, you gotta pack for shipping, you gotta do these things, you know, and it's been kept me busy, but I want to be creative, you know, and get in there and really work on the business side of things, which I'm excited for.
That's
the part you needed help with.
Yeah, like all the business tracking stuff, I'm not the best at. Not that I couldn't be. That's just not my thing, you know?
It's
like,
you've created your system, though. It's been good.
Yes, I've had a system. It's worked, but I'm excited to hand that off for Brad to be able to handle the invoicing
and take it over,
tracking the money and all that fun stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
And there's a lot of other things, too, that we were looking at that we would love to do and we've been talking about doing. And we just haven't had the time and effort to create those things and really put effort there.
Yes.
And one of those things is actually doing these podcasts on a regular basis. We've gotten some great feedback. Thank y'all for reaching out to us.
Yes, you guys are awesome. Yes. We love it when you contact us afterwards.
Absolutely. And so we want to be able to put one of these out every week, you know, and make sure that we're consistent and we're doing that. And it's you know, it's a thing, again, like it brings me passion. I love to do this.
Yeah.
And so having that time available to do that is going to be great.
Yeah.
So I don't know, and there's a lot of other like projects and like great ideas that we've had, and I have a book, people. Okay, I have a book of these ideas. When they pop in my brain, I whip out my little book and I write down these little ideas, and they've just been sitting there because it's like I ain't got time to really build anything or create stuff. So I'm excited to get going with that.
Yeah. So January is gonna be epic for us.
Yes.
Like we are like geared up. January 1st, like
we
have some awesome stuff coming. We're all in. Those ships are burnt.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the ships. Gotta go. Yeah. We're going forward. And it was a thing too. Like I keep reflecting to this. It was almost a year into doing LuLaRoe. The question was asked, how dedicated are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and me and you both wrote on a separate sheet of paper, not looking at each other's. We were 60% dedicated. And I was like, man, we're only 60%. We're doing pretty good, but that's, you know, what could we do if we made it more, you know? And so we sought out to do that this past year, but I still don't think we've hit that ceiling you know, being really dedicated.
It's so funny because I feel like we're just like have this energy and we want to go, but then we have like lack of sleep, lack of time, like all these things, your job, it's been like keeping us from being able to do the things. And I'm just, you know, but we were scared. This is a big move.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no, we don't have a safety net. Like, we don't have rich parents that are going to, like, could bail us out here if we go broke here.
No, we got no help here. This is all just us trying to make it.
But we believe that we can.
Yes, absolutely. Don't believe. Yeah. We know that we can. I've only been telling myself that I can. It's going to be great and it's going to be good. And I want to work, you know, for myself too, and reap those rewards and pay for those losses, you know, that risk, you know. And so I want to be there for that part too, you know. And so, and it's been hard on you. That's the other part. Like it like people being at home with your kids, that's a full-time job, okay? So it's not like you came home and you got to be just LuLaRoe consultant and that became your full-time job. What your full-time job became was homeschooling and being with the kids and doing that, and then also keep trying to do LuLaRoe, and that's been hard. That's been really, really hard, you know. And then my job got a little bit more involved, and so I had to be there doing more things. And so, you know, it was like, okay, how am I fitting this, you know, in? And it was really, really hard, and it's been...
But we did it.
Yeah, we did it. We've made it.
We've done it.
And we've grown.
we
keep hitting those ceilings. I'm like, hey, I'm tired of hitting those, you know, walls. Let's just put those walls away and see where it goes, you know? So
we're excited. We hope you guys are excited for us.
Yes.
You follow us on this journey here, our new step here in our business.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, we usually do like a little training segment on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to transition into that because one of the biggest things I've been thinking about coming into this is starting off with time management and how to manage our time, because that's going to be the key. Like, it's so hard in your home because there's so many distractions, your kids, TVs, you know, like all the little things that you love to enjoy.
Your bed, to take a nap.
Yes, your bed, all these things can pull you away. And so, like, I've been really thinking about how am I going to schedule my day to make sure that I'm am involved how I need to be and I'm dedicated and focused where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little bit of our lesson this week is going to be on that, because I've been thinking about this and I've been thinking about multitasking and how I used to actually put it on my resume. I actually, this job that I'm leaving, I put it as a thing I was great at, was multitasking, right? And now, like, I've come to this realization that doesn't need to be on there. Not because I'm not good at it, but because it's not a good thing to be good at, or to think that you're good at being or at multitasking. Because let me tell you, you can't really accurately watch your kids and run an online sale and do this thing at the same time, because all of those things, they suffer because you're not focusing on it or you're not giving it dedicated time. And that's the thing that I want to be able to do. And I've realized when you focus and you dedicate just on one thing at a time and really put yourself in there, it's amazing at what you can do and how much you can succeed at it. And then give time to the other things. You know, don't create, you know, you're always worried about keeping a balance. Well, balance isn't about just walking in the middle. It's about being on the extreme sides of things, you know, going one extreme, like, hey, I'm doing this party and I got somebody maybe watching my kids and I'm focused, I'm in it, and it's super, like, you know, I'm super involved. But after that, I'm going to give an hour to my kids, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do that and I'm going to be there for them. I'm not going to pick up my phone. I'm going to give them that time. And both of those things will love it more, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking about with multitasking.
No, I agree. Yeah.
No longer multitasking.
I've definitely seen that with trying, you know, with homeschooling and running the business and everything else we have going on. Like, if I could just sit down, you know, say, hey, I got 15 minutes, set the timer. I'm going to invoice for the next 15 minutes and focus on that. I'm way more productive than if I'm like, and I let the kids know in advance what I'm doing. Give mommy 15 minutes, you know, let me do what I need to do. Mm. I'm so much more productive in getting that done than if I don't let the kids know what I'm doing. They're just running crazy. I'm trying to go back and forth. I'm getting frustrated at them. I'm getting frustrated at the computer. And it's like, it takes me twice as long, sometimes more, to do one thing. When if I could just like, set my timeline, set my work hours, do that, then have my kid hours too, my family hours. And like you said, find that balance there to give each thing its proper focus instead of trying to do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work if you do it all at the same time. Yeah,
like you want to, when you're talking about balance, though, you don't want to be just in the middle. You want to be on one side or the other. You don't necessarily want to be balanced at any one moment. You want to be unbalanced and then
teeter tottering.
Yeah, you want to be like counterbalancing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't know, like I don't balance a lot on things. But you know, like if you're like on a tightrope, which I've never been on, but you can imagine.
Try to picture this.
A balance beam, okay?
Okay.
And your weight's kind of going back and forth and you're kind of making little adjustments back and forth, you know? But you're never like, I don't know. I just totally ruined this analogy. You're never still, but maybe somebody is just completely still on there. But I think that are kind of going back and forth. They're kind of keeping their weight balanced. I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying is you want to be like on the extremes, but keep coming back through that middle, you know. But like sometimes you need to be doing work. Sometimes you need to be doing this. Sometimes you need to be doing that. And allow yourself to be there and to do that and give yourself space. And so creating space here at the home is a big challenge, a thing that I'm really like, I got to make sure I do that because – let me tell you, people, I used to play video games. I have a lot of distractions here at the house.
Not just played video games.
All right.
You are a video game addict recovery person in your AA whatever meetings for it. I love you, though. You've come a long ways.
Well, and you know what? I want to go to that because I think this is also an interesting topic. Because I have found when I'm passionate about something and I really want to do the work, that I do more of it, right?
Yeah.
And I work harder and I'm more involved in it. But I also find I have more time to do more work. It's the weirdest thing. But when you're doing a job that you're not necessarily passionate about, and you don't feel like
that fire.
You don't have a fire for it. It's a drag. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of willpower throughout the day to get through that, you know? And so when I come home, usually you're drained. You know, you've been at work and you've been doing something you didn't necessarily love to do. And it took a lot of you to like keep telling yourself, nope, you got to finish this. Nope, nope, nope. And it took a lot of discipline and like, you know, and so you're drained when you get home. You're just like, oh, I got nothing left. And so now your willpower is gone. And now all of those vices, whatever they are for you, they come roaring in, you know.
Say like Instagram's mine.
Right? It's just like, oh, yeah.
Random scrolling through it.
You know, yours is Facebook. You'd be like, show me a video and be like, Facebook told me to watch it.
It's true. Facebook does tell me to watch lots of videos.
I'm like, Shelly, what is this thing? Like, why am I watching sharks tonight? And then, like, the next night I'm watching some random skateboard trick. I don't know.
It's true.
It's all over the place. But what happens is you lose some of that willpower because maybe you haven't been necessarily doing the thing that you love to be doing, you know, and it took a lot out of you. And that's why I have felt, you know, but when I get closer and I'm doing more of this, man, I get fired up, and it's easier for me to put things aside, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm filling my day up with things that are bringing me joy in other ways,
yeah.
you know, so I don't feel drained. I feel energized in a weird yeah. way, you know? So, yeah, that's a big thing I was looking at when I was thinking about leaving mm-hmm. and I was talking about with you.
Yeah.
Was like, you know, what can I do? What could we do if we put this fire, if we didn't keep trying to put it out, you yeah. know? And be like, oh, slow it down. No, get going. Let's go, you know?
Yeah. See where it takes us.
Exactly. Yeah, see where it takes us. Yeah, so, man, just a lot of, like, I don't know. A big year ahead of us,
yeah,
I think.
It's super exciting. Scary and yes, exciting.
Super scary. I haven't talked about that because I'm just so fired up, but there's been times through this, since I've given my resignation, mm-hmm. that I've like almost like gone back and be like, hey, can we take that back? Because, you know.
What am I doing?
You know, the insurance and the steady paycheck, that's yeah. a real thing. It's a real scare to not see that coming mm-hmm. in, or to write it down and be like, wait a minute, I don't have a steady thing yeah. that comes in.
I know people think we're crazy.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a lot of people.
Yeah.
We've heard it.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, we got to see where this, we got to give this, like.
We got to give it our all.
You
like,
know?
I just feel like my life needs it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that we need it in our life. And so, absolutely, for sure. So, Shelly, what kind of, I know you put down here that you have some awesome items that you're feeling really passionate about right now.
Yes.
And that you're just loving right now. And what are those items you got?
Okay, guys. So, let's talk about Sarah's and Joy's. Yeah.
This is a horrible transition.
This was a bad transition.
But I really wanted to talk about this because I had it on my list of things to talk about. And you've been wearing them nonstop.
Yes.
And I'm fired up, but this is the weirdest thing. I'm fired up about these clothes, okay?
Yeah.
I really am, people. Like, y'all don't know.
He has fun with it. Behind the scenes, you guys, like, he really is helping, like, match things up.
Yes.
And when we have customers asking for outfit ideas, he helps with that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love seeing, like, people that don't wear it, and I'm like, you need this in your life, you know,
yeah.
like, and I want to get that in their hands, you know, so
it's
I'm
fun.
Fired up
he
about that.
He knows
too.
His LuLaRoe. He's got it all down. He's good at this. So yeah, Sarah's and Joy's, though, if you do not have at least one of both of those items, I need to know why you don't, because they are amazing. Like, I wear a Sarah or Joy every day, sometimes both together. You can go to my Instagram account, lularoe.shelly.watch, to see some of my style ideas, how I wear them. But they are so fun, amazing, a great accessory piece to all of your LuLaRoe. I don't know. I can't say enough about them. Like, and I can't stop buying them either. I have a lot of them in my closet.
You do have a lot of them. And you like to layer them too.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh. Double layering.
Adds, yeah.
A Joy under a Sarah is so fun. Give you like yeah. a fun like little hidden pop of color. And
yeah. It is so
even
cool.
Even two Sarahs together when it's cold. Like, oh, or a jacket over a Sarah is awesome. I'm telling you guys. I seriously, every day wear them.
And like you said, it's perfect to just throw on when you wake up in the morning mm-hmm. too, you know? And then just go about your day and like, bam, like you're just
yeah.
instantly stylish.
And
you didn't even do anything.
And I'm going to tell y'all, there is nothing like going shopping or going to town to run your errands or whatever. And to feel that Sarah and that Joy like flowing behind you, like it is like instant, like power move. Like I feel important and awesome.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think of that like movie with the girl in it, because that's like what it makes me feel like.
You know, that's so hard. You can narrow it down a little bit. The movie with
was
the girl
it Van
in it.
Van Helsing? No.
No, what?
No, that was the other guy. Dang it. All right.
Where did you pull that out of your back
I'm
pocket?
I'm picturing it in my head. We will follow up on this next time, and I will tell you the name and the movie. But
if I could have thought of any movie, that's just
I like
wow.
that movie.
I know. You just pulled it out
that
of the
is
blue.
Old one,
I haven't mentioned it in years. I don't even know.
Anyway, we'll recap on this next episode because I got to figure out who that girl is. But that's what I feel like. I feel like, bam, like, I don't even know.
Better watch out.
Feeling
like
it just
thing,
like
yeah.
flow behind me. I feel yeah. so awesome. Like, full I can do anything. Like a superhero
really
or something.
Elegant and all that. Or
sometimes elegant, but more just like powerful.
More powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
So you need one or two or three or four.
But I can't get one.
Well, not you. I'm talking to the girls. I'm talking to our listeners here.
Well, no, I'm jealous. I need something like that. I need something like that in my life. Jeez.
Sorry.
So those are going to be available in January, right? Like, we're going to have our shop roaring in January.
Yes. Well, we do have some Sarahs now, but we have lots on the way.
We have lots really on the way about. Coming in. So we're going to.
And I'm going to throw this out there, too, real quick, for everybody listening. There are not many items that I'm like. I mean, I love all my LuLaRoe, but I don't typically like track items down from other consultants because I love what I get because I think it's all beautiful. But there is one item that I am jonesing for so bad, and I have almost gotten a couple times now, and I have several people looking for it for me. But if any of you were to find it and get it for me, I will pay you back as long as it's at retail, and I will let you like pick something for free from my shop. I want it that bad. And it is an extra small Sarah, the white with the tie-dye, either like blue or black on it. I'm just going to throw that out there because I really want this sweater.
You're really going to use this platform to get a piece.
This is the first time I've ever like done this, but yeah. I really want it.
You know, it's actually a fun point with becoming a consultant.
Yeah.
You don't stop being a customer either in a way, you know, like the way that it's set up, everybody has different stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's going to be that piece every once in a while that you see.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm sure that's not on other people's list, but they probably have something that's not on your list.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and you're sitting on it
right
now.
Speaking of that.
Oh, go for it.
I'm going to talk about that for a second. Buy, sell, trade pages. If you guys are on any of those, you shouldn't be. But if you are, it's very funny to see people's like opinions on there. And there was a dress last night that a customer, not of mine, I don't know who this girl was, there's like thousands of people on this page, but she was like posted this dress and she like hated it. She'd gotten it in a mystery item and she's like, why would the consultant send this to me, it's so ugly, blah 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 blah. And it's actually a dress that like I've really wanted. Like, I think it's beautiful. It's a Carly, like I love it. I never got one of that pattern. I had one similar, like same pattern, just different colorway. And all these people, hundreds of people were like, oh, that's the ugliest thing ever. And then the other hundreds of people were like, oh my gosh, I love that. I want that so bad. So I don't know. I was just cracking up reading through that because we all have our own things, right? Our own niches, our own things that attract us, our own unicorns. And it was just so funny that this one dress had such like opposites.
Such
like,
opposite people. Are...
dire hatred for it. And then the others like me who are like, we love it. So I was just cracking up.
And the funny thing is, when you get one of those pieces and you put it on and you mix it with, you know, some other stuff.
Yeah.
And you just, and you own it, you know, like you just wear it. Like, I swear to you, everybody's going to love it. Like, all of a sudden, everybody go, oh my gosh, it totally works and it's totally amazing.
Yeah.
But it's all about that attitude and that personality and that swag.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the dress will bring it because you're like, hey, I love this. This is me.
Yeah.
You be you, you know? Like, and I know, oh man, that's so cool. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's exactly how it goes because I remember we had a dress that, for a while, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But, you know, people are picking up it, and we actually had somebody buy it, and they absolutely love it and adore it.
And it looks great on them.
And it's like, holy crap, yeah, that totally works. You know, like, I didn't know it, but yeah.
And that is what is so awesome about LuLaRoe. We're all different. We all have personalities. We all have different backgrounds, different hobbies, different everything. Mm. And there's literally something for everybody. Like, yeah. That it's for you and brings that like awesome you out of you when you wear it.
Oh yeah.
Like, I love it.
Absolutely. So I was trying to talk about a little bit about January, right?
Excuse me.
And talking about, you know, we have the Sarahs and stuff, but we have a lot of stuff coming up in January. We talked about the Luliversary. We're going to have some really awesome things going on around that time.
Yeah.
And then also we have coming up a new item for January.
Yes.
What item is that, Shel?
We are going to be bringing the Lucy skirt to our shop for the first time ever. I personally love this skirt and have several of them that I wear on the down low, and I don't ever post pictures of them because I didn't have them to sell for you guys, but now we do. So we're going to be launching them in January, and I'm super excited. We've already been getting them in, and they are gorgeous and amazing, and you will feel like a princess when you wear them. Like, oh my gosh, they're so pretty.
Very much so. And also, we're going to continue to have our shop open every Monday night.
Every Monday night. Yep.
Reach in there.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when we open up shop.
Definitely.
So we're excited.
All right, Shelly, where can everybody reach us throughout the week?
Okay, so we...
This is a long list of things.
Yeah, we're in a lot of places. LuLaRoe.Shelly.Watch on Instagram.
Yes, and that's one of the best places to follow us.
I love Instagram.
She does tons of stories on there and a lot of fun.
I really like the Insta stories, you guys. Yes. Like,
and a lot of great outfits. You put together some amazing outfits.
We are also on Instagram... Instagram at HowWeLife also. That is our family page that we do and our family podcast. And this is posted there. So if you're listening to this, you've probably listened to those too.
You had to have heard of HowWeLife.
Yeah.
And so...
So that's our... That's that account. We have two accounts here.
And that makes sense. And if it's so weird that the LuLaRoe show is underneath the How We Life, this is How We Life. This is what we do.
This is a part of it.
So I didn't want to separate the two because this is a big part of us and what we're about and what we do. So
definitely.
I thought, you know what? It fits right underneath that.
It does.
Let's keep that together.
Oh, it was so cute the other day. We were driving. We get rambly sometimes, guys. I was driving down the road and we drove by the hospital I used to work at. And my seven-year-old, she was like, Mom, remember when you worked there? And I was like, yeah, I do. It's been years. And she said, I love your LuLaRoe job so much more.
Oh,
it was so cute.
My
gosh. Like,
aw. I don't even know what that's going to be like for me. I can't. I'm trying to envision it, you know?
Not waking up every morning?
Well, I'm going to have a set time.
Yeah, but waking up at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah, not waking up at 5:30.
That's going to be awesome.
It's not just that, though. Just being home with the kids and being able to do things when I want to do things. I don't have to miss things for something at another job. Like, I can set my schedule to fit that. And it's just, I don't know. There's something special about that idea.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really cool.
And where else we are is on Facebook. LuLaRoe, Shelly Wanch on Facebook. If you go to that business page, click the Shop Now button. That puts you in our group where we do all of our giveaways and open up shop every Monday night and everything like that. So those are our places. That's where you can find us.
Awesome. And we're going to be all over it. You better watch out.
Yeah.
There's going to be tons of things.
Yeah. We're going to be like going Lula crazy.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.